Walker, what up, homie? Yeah. 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 My nigga Frenchie. Yeah. Nicki Minaj.
Play the fuck out there, too, nigga.
Shout out to my nigga OJ, too.
You fucking back, nigga. Y'all hear my voice in 2 fucking weeks.
Shout out to my nigga G-Boy.
You got niggas outside when this song came out, motherfuckers.
Wait, I want you to get
this
your
big
shit
belly
off.
Gucci, nigga.
How you gonna start the day, nigga?
What do you say?
I'm starting up my day with a blunt of paint. No pancakes, just a cup of syrup. Baking soda pot and a silver fork. I already know it's time to go to
fucking
work.
Back, nigga.
I'm not trying to fucking get up, you working with a shit.
I thought this shit was a fucking game. I thought she was a fucking game. Yo. Motherfuckers. You know what? Nigga, let me tell y'all something.
No, no.
What?
Come on, man. What do we say?
Oh, my bad. Let me try to get teed up. My bad.
Yeah, dude.
I'm about to get in. Yeah. I'm about to go in.
Do Breonna Taylor. Justice for Breonna Taylor.
My bad, G.
Yeah, drink your juice, man. Before we do any podcast, it's like saying grace.
Yo, brush. No bullshit. Hey, yo, Justice for Breonna Taylor. We'll add Jacob Blake in there too, man.
Yeah.
Definitely. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in the podcast, but yeah, this shit getting out of hand, bro.
It's very much getting out of hand. What the fuck, bro?
I'm back, nigga.
Oh, I'll put my 2 weeks notice in there. Let nobody know, nigga. Oh, let me get
Johnny
my job back,
bitch.
Ass nigga.
Did you miss me? I'm on my pod shit. You feel me?
That nigga said, can I get 2 weeks vacation?
I'm out. Yo, let me tell you something. Right, let me tell you, y'all niggas miss me. You know why niggas miss me?
What?
The metrics reflect that niggas missed me, man. The metrics reflect it, my nigga.
You know what?
I've been watching the metrics, my nigga. Niggas been missing your boy.
I should have never taught niggas how to read the metrics. Nope.
Motherfuckers. Hey, look, shouldn't have told niggas how to read.
I mean, streets.
Hey, man, but you know what, though? I'm not against it. I'm here for it. You back.
I'm back, bitch.
A lot of shit happened since you left, too.
Johnny back, bitch.
I told you niggas was tight about the numbers.
Did you miss me?
Never moving past that.
Never.
He's just like, damn! Tell me what they are!
No, nigga!
No! Yo, so where the fuck have you been? Because you don't have kids.
Okay, number one, let's introduce the niggas first before I get into my story.
Oh, yeah, we do got it. Well, I don't introduce you, niggas.
Oh, my bad. Most versatile last name in the game. You know what I mean? Podcast Benson is back.
Podcast Benson.
In full fucking effect, my nigga. The fuck is up?
Get your shit off.
Most versatile last name in the game. They don't care.
Remember
that.
Use it in a different way since it's the most versatile. Use it in another way. Use it again.
Versatile last name in the game.
Use it.
What you mean?
In a versatile way.
Oh, my bad. You got Podcast Benson.
Okay.
DC Benson.
Okay.
Justice Benson.
Okay.
Two-piece Mambo Sauce Benson.
Wow.
Faux poke chops, no size, nigga Benson.
Wow.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I nigga say Harold's Chicken Benson.
Oh, God.
Church's Benson.
I don't eat church chicken. That's steroid chicken. You feel me?
Hey, yo, that's a fact. Then look, before I don't know anybody gets on top of it. That's a fact.
I never see a chicken wing with like a breast meat, my nigga. I ain't never seen
bro,
no shit.
Bro, I'm weak.
Yo.
We got Bedside back.
Yeah. And look, I'm back, but not as back as Bedside, but y'all ain't know Don Jones, aka Baritone Jones, the deepest name in the game, deepest voice in the game. My fault.
Hey, and you know what though? Don got the Jordans freak today.
I did. I appreciate that.
I'm gonna tell you,
it's
tell
a
quick,
different
quick,
type of league.
A
right
minute
now.
Story. I saw this nigga Don like a month ago. Nigga had the Jordans tied up like he was really Jordan he back did. In 85.
Oh man, for sure, ready to hoop at all times.
I said, Don.
Look, he threw the oop for the plug. Y'all go ahead and like, subscribe, and vibe to DC Athletics.
Hey,
we do
plug.
All training, basketball, baseball, golf, you name it. We handle that shit.
Hey,
go ahead,
Ben
Side.
I said, like, yo, true. I said, Don. We're at an art gallery right now. You're not doing nothing. You're not dunking on nobody right now.
But you never know.
Loosen your shoes
right,
up.
You never know.
Then you could tie them bitches
hey,
up.
Hey, look, shout out to Matt. You know,
well,
Matt
you
taller
know
than me. He might still want that work.
Now Don got them loosened up.
He
they
loosened
freak,
up.
Don.
They freak.
Hey.
Freak
yo,
hope.
Hey, it's a, yo, freak maybe hope. It's a certain, you know what I'm saying? That's how I know we leveling up as a pod. Don came through with the.
Freak Jordans.
The Freak Jordans.
Freak Jordan, I appreciate that.
Johnny came through after a 2 week hiatus.
You
I don't know
me?
If y'all watched the, have y'all watched the Dennis, not the Dennis Rodman, the Michael Jordan Last Dance doc yet?
Big watch on Netflix.
So Johnny has had his Dennis Rodman moment. Hey, you seen the doc?
Yes, Smooth said, I'll be back in 48 hours.
Johnny was like,
came back 2 months later.
And it's like, hey, Dev, go get Johnny.
Like, hey, yo, like, I definitely think it's like, yo, I ain't gonna be here this week and this week. Yo, I'm sorry. Like,
this nigga was riding motorcycles in Vegas.
That's crazy. Like, this nigga was like, yo, we not gonna win without him, man.
That nigga was eating chicken in DC. Like, this nigga was not trying to come back.
Bro, bullshit. So Coach Phil Jackson was like, yo, go get him. And I'm like,
yo, I ain't never heard niggas say, nigga said, go get that nigga. Yeah, go get him. That's, you know, well, that's, you know, that nigga was a part of the
look,
team.
Look, we going off on the tangent, but they said, Mike was like, yo, you're not going to get him back in 48 hours. Yeah. Talk about Dennis need a 48-hour break. You're not getting him back in 48.
But it was funny, though, because he was like, nah, we got to let Dennis go on this. If we don't let Dennis go on this trip,
we're not winning.
So it was like, yo, go, bro. Please come back. Just go. We back.
Yeech.
Okay, so listen. Where have you told where you was at?
No.
That's what I'm waiting.
I was in DC. You know, okay. The home of Trump. You feel me? But wow. Nah, fuck that. The home of real motherfuckers. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I ain't go, like, think about DC, yo. If you're real, like, if you know about DC, bro, like, DC's a black ass city. Like, yeah, fuck all the national, like, political shit. Like, yo, it's black niggas in that bitch. It's niggas, fact. Like hood motherfuckers. You feel me? And I fuck with it. So basically, the first weekend and shit, I went to the March on Washington, the 57th anniversary of that.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of reflection, bro. Like, I'm tired of marching, bro. I'm tired. Like, I'm fuck not this. Mad I'm at tired. You for that. Yeah. I'm tired of marching for the same shit. Mm-hmm. Niggas march. Like, the fact that it's the 57th anniversary of that shit, and we literally, the same reason niggas spoke on the first one is the same reason speaking to this one.
Yeah.
Makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
But let's speak about what, like, how this thing went.
If wait, my hold on.
What's up?
Because I don't want to move past the you being tired of marching thing.
I'm tired.
Because and this is the thing. You know, we went to the march here. We went to the George Floyd march, the march for George Floyd that we had.
Very spicy.
And it was very spicy. But until I had went to the march for the first time, I didn't really understand the full purpose of the march.
Right.
And in that first experience at the march, I was like, okay, I low-key get it now. But it is still something, like, for when I went to the march for George Floyd that they had in Cleveland, the purpose for me felt like, okay, I had never seen that many people be unified in this city before. So that was new for me. So it was empowering. But I could see how that one way of empowering does not help when it's the only, when it's the same repetitive method.
It's not even that. It's just like, it's not even the fact like I'm sick of marching, like physically, like the marching protesting wise.
That's the reason why
I'm just sick of just keep, why the fuck I gotta like tell America I'm black, I want rights, stop killing me, like treat me fairly. All I want is the fucking same dreams you get, same opportunities. I'm sick of the shit. It is sickening. It is annoying. Like, I'm there in the fucking heat. And I'm not saying this in a bad way because I wanted to be there. But just think about what I'm saying here for y'all. Niggas listening. I'm in the fucking heat. Niggas just passed the fuck out. You feel me? I got people just all in my fucking face and shit like that. It's COVID. So niggas is damn near chest to chest in this motherfucker.
Right.
Al Sharpton telling old ass telling niggas to spread the fuck out. It's mad niggas
for
here.
For real? It was that really?
And Al Sharpton's like, yo, brother, hold on, brother. No, we marching, but spread. It's back up now. He said, show on the mic. I should have me weak. He said, well, back up now. It's COVID season. Yeah. It's old ass. But basically, what I'm saying is, bro, like, it was a lot. It was kind of overwhelming. And not just for the people, the crowd. It was overwhelming that, like, yo, like, Dr. King was at that same stairwell talking to the people. And saying, yo, we want rights. And the fact that I was there 57 years later, seeing his granddaughter speak, seeing his son speak, seeing Al speak, seeing Jacob Blake's father speak, seeing George Floyd's sister speak, and a plethora of other speakers. Them niggas had speakers. That shit started, the pre-thing started at 9, right? I'm thinking the march supposed to start at 1. I came there around 11:45. I'm thinking niggas gonna start the moving, stretching. You feel me for that march?
Yeah.
Them niggas was speaking. Like, nigga, every fucking 2 minutes, it was a new speaker.
Yeah.
I loved it. However, it was kind of getting repetitive after a while. But my main point is this. I'm sick of it. I'm tired.
Did you feel like anything was accomplished from it?
No. No. I don't think so. I think just the simple fact, like, yeah, it can't put people together. Yes. And no, yes, it did. It's continuing the conversation. It's not stopping the combo.
So, question.
What's up?
Do y'all think it's the it's the marching that's doing it, or like the, and this is just a question.
What the do you
marching
mean doing
or like
it?
The rioting.
Doing
that, that's creating the progression or potential progression.
Both.
And why
both.
You say both?
Some like, but see, rioting accelerates it. You know what I'm saying? It's a catalyst to accelerate the reaction. You feel me? But marching still puts the conversations in hand. Like we still have to for it to be six figures worth of people at that march in Washington. Like, it was a lot of people there. You feel me? Right. It still brings the conversation. Rioting brings it maybe more attentive. It's like, oh, shit, they rioted. Okay, cool. But marching still carries the same agenda and message that we're trying to spread.
Right.
I think, I hate when we all agree. I hate when we agree. But I do think that you can't have one without the other. Like, you need them both. And I think you need them both, though, because people need to see both sides of it. Because I think that when you only give people the reason why, and so, okay, this is a good topic. I love when it be unplanned topics. Peaceful doesn't really work. And I'm going to tell you why peaceful doesn't work. When you look at what's going on, what happened recently with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
They had the moment of silence for racial inequality. Racial injustice. So, for those of you who don't know, the Kansas City Chiefs football season just started back. Kansas City Chiefs, the professional team. Who were they playing, Don? Do you know?
The Texans.
Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Texans. Two black quarterbacks. It's black and white people in the middle of the field. They are having a moment of silence for racial inequality and social injustice.
And they let a few fans in there.
Am I right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fans in there.
Oh, they still gonna get
their few.
They still gonna get their box office money.
But listen, but by a few, that's few is still a lot though.
Nothing to make noise.
Yeah, and so in the middle of them having this moment of silence for racial injustice, racial inequality, the fans booed, and you heard the boos during the supposed moment of silence, and in that moment, that's when I was like, this peaceful shit definitely don't work.
But my thing is like, bro.
Because this is the thing. The NFL didn't even say, yo, we having a moment of silence for black people. We having a moment of silence for the victims, George Floyd. They didn't say that. They didn't specify. They just said we having a moment of silence for all people who are experiencing racial discrimination, injustice. And people still boo.
But, bro, they don't. They want you to protest. And, like, the thing about black folks is this. No, the thing about people and black folks. There's this new wave that white folks think. I'm podcasting right now. I'm potting right
now. Get in your
bag. I'm in my fucking bag. These white folks think that they can tell us when it's appropriate to do what actions. You can listen to your rap music in the hood. Don't listen to it in the suburbs. You can do all that bullshit over here. You can fight for your rights. I've had many conversations with white people telling me, yo, you can protest. I'm for the protest. I'm not racist.
But can you do it?
But I feel
way?
Like it's in a different way. I feel there's a more appropriate way of doing it. Nigga, there was no appropriate way of doing it. There was no appropriate way when you wanted to flee to fucking England. There was no appropriate way of doing that shit. When England told you there was appropriate ways of doing this shit, you threw tea in the fucking river, nigga. You feel me? When there's appropriate ways, there's no appropriate way of doing anything. There's none. For you, when you want rights, that's like telling the French, yo, bro, it could have been a different way, but chopping niggas' heads off. No, nigga, that's what the fuck they need to do.
But this, and that's why I say that I don't think that there is a certain way that's the correct way to protest. Because when you think about the people that you protesting, you're protesting them. So, of course, they're going to say to you, there's a better way to do it. Have you thought about writing the president?
How the fuck the white man going to tell me how to protest the white man?
That's the point. Cool Terry Crews will try to tell you. He's lost.
Boycott Magic
City.
But you can't.
And I'm trying to not say come to a conclusion, because that's not what I'm trying to say. I've come to realizations that, of course, the majority, I'm not going to say, there's quite a bit of white people who don't fuck with us. And they made that clear since we're talking about football. They made it clear on Thursday.
That's perfectly clear.
And they were talking about on ESPN, like, I guess J.J. Watt was like, why are they booing?
Was he saying, why are they booing from like the ignorant white boy stance, or why are they booing?
No, he was, I don't know, because I didn't hear him say it. I peeped on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
But either way, what it was that, and I'm not saying J.J. Watt is racist. I don't think he hasn't shown any reason why he would be.
Yeah.
Or at least I haven't peeped any of that. But he was, they were saying, and I can't remember his name because he's on the, he speaks like after the game. He was saying that they're not booing. They're booing because you're supporting black people. And I partially agree.
Yeah.
Like, they were booing the majority. All those white people out there locking arms with Mahomes and all of them and Hunt and all of that. You know, whoever's locking arms, you're not, they're not booing you per se. They're booing the fact that you're supporting this cause that they can't get behind.
That's a fact.
In these past 2-3 months, the whole summer, has been probably the most stressful I've been.
Mm-hmm.
Because and as a black person, you cannot tell. Well, not once you can't tell me, but I'm gonna say this: as an African American, I've been very stressed at work and everything else around going on. Because that shit stresses me the fuck. Jacob Blake, when the week Jacob Blake died, bro, that shit stressed me the fuck.
Oh, dude, bro,
it just stressed me out.
When that shit happened, I didn't even realize how stressed I was until one of my niggas, I was helping him move, and he asked me like, "Yo, fam, you okay?"
Just be
I know
stressed.
You want to talk about that shit. And then as soon as he said that to me, I just start unraveling all that.
Because, like, bro, it's just like I'm at work and then, like, I'm fucking up shit. And he's like, you okay? And I got to tell him, like, yeah. But it's like, mom, no, I'm not okay. Because another motherfucker just died. And then how he died was like, I can die too. Like, that shit could be me.
That's a fact.
Like, nigga got shot in the back. Like, what the fuck? Like, you just lost your shit like this. And at first when I saw it, I thought it was just another video from, like, the past. Yeah. Oh, this shit happened recently. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, it's annoying. That it, like, and then the fact that people are telling me
that it's a different way.
Well, it's a different way to do it. Yo, this not the wave. You shouldn't mix this in basketball. I shouldn't mix this in that. And it's like, but how can you tell me? Because it doesn't happen to you. But it doesn't happen to you.
You know who I'm low key glad is starting to look dumb as fuck though? The black people that say that shit too though. Like the black people that be like, man, but you know what though? I just went and took a knee during the national anthem. Or the black people that be like, you know, why y'all pro? You know, I wouldn't, because it's even black people that had issues with the protests and the march for George Floyd, Desmond Franklin. Like, it's black people that had issues with all of that. And in this moment, I know they feel like they on the rock.
Bro, I'm really getting sick of these fucking patriotic ass, all military ass niggas talking about they're not kneeling for the flag and shit for players.
But see, that's the thing. I had a military nigga tell me otherwise. He was like, nah, fuck all that. All this shit fucked up.
But was he black or white?
He was black.
Exactly. So I'm going
to say that. For real, but
yeah. He's different over that side, bro.
Yeah, because
like, them niggas, like, even Baker Mayfield was like, y'all, I can't disrespect the flag. I'm like, bro, like, nigga, the flag stands for all these fucking life, liberty, all these fucking American white dreams. But it's like, we don't get the same treatment. So why should I respect something that don't get the same respect for me?
Hey, do y'all think that when you like the star quarterback or the star athlete of a city, that you gotta know the city that you the star athlete in? Because if I'm Baker Mayfield, I'm probably taking that knee. Because when it comes to like social issues, if you're a star athlete in the city, do you try your best to know the people of that city so you know how to move and how not to move? Because if I'm Baker Mayfield, I'm taking that knee because I'm like, it's hella Browns fans.
You got to remember, yes, that is the case, but at the end of the day, it doesn't.
But it's still, I'm talking about Browns, though.
It still doesn't matter, though. Like, he's still white in America. I don't care how much you play. Think about it like this. How many times did, like, Ben Roethlisberger get accused of statutory rape?
So many times.
Three plus, and he gets and how many times? Look, and he's still in the league, right?
Yeah.
Pass.
Adrian Peterson now
whooped his son.
He got some whelps. He's a 2-year old. Yeah. Of course, he's gonna get whelps. He's 2.
Right.
He's out the league.
Yeah.
That's his son. Mike. He popped his son.
Yeah.
And y'all, oh yeah, you know you got to go.
Yeah, Mike Vick.
You got to go. Mike Vick, dogs.
And y'all, dude, hey, listen.
Hold on. Dude, a dog. Because I was watching this the other day. Yeah. A dog.
Yeah.
All animal rights people, great. I'm glad y'all for that.
I'm not.
But I'm not for you you putting a man in jail, he lost millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars.
He never came back.
No,
after. I think he
never
tried.
Came back. Not
he
like that. Yes, he did. He came he back, tried, but it yeah, wasn't
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no,
wasn't
that,
like
that. Philly season, that Philly season when he
yeah,
had
no.
He
but
had
what
came
I'm saying
back,
is you.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't
like,
the amount.
Old.
It wasn't the amount of money.
Saying,
but that's what I'm saying. You took millions from this man.
Yeah, that's
over a dog.
No, okay. Well, I'm gonna argue that. I'm argue that point.
Argue it.
I'm argue that point. Cause so I'm when you compare dogs and then other shit, yeah. But when you talking about an isolated incident, like. The nigga commit, like he committed a crime against animals. Like that's just straight facts. Like it is what it is. He created, he did it. He did the time. Cool. Like nigga, I ain't gonna hold you. Like if it's them animals, yeah, I would have put his ass in jail too. But that's just me though. I would put his
but
ass Don in jail.
But Don is not saying that.
But I see what he's saying though.
Yeah.
From a comparison standpoint, yeah, it's dogs. But also too is like.
You letting niggas walk for way more. That's
yeah.
what niggas are saying.
But that's like, all yeah. I'm saying. You letting niggas walk. This nigga got accused publicly of raping young women.
Yeah.
And he slides and still has a job and hasn't been without a job.
That's facts.
Mike Vick, and here's the thing. It was never fully proven. Yeah, it was on Mike Vick's property.
So
but they never said, oh, we saw you physically letting go of a dog in a dog fight.
So
he went down because it was on his property. That's the main reason why he went down.
So, Don, what would you say to somebody who say, well, y'all still got Kareem Hunt in the league?
Kareem Hunt was in the league.
Kareem Hunt was about to take Shorty head off. Real rap.
He was about to take Shorty head off. And he's lucky. You want to know why? He's lucky.
Yeah.
That's God.
Yeah.
Dead ass. I don't care what nobody says.
Intervention.
That's literally.
Yeah.
He kicked a white woman. You never kick nobody in general, especially not no female. Don't ever put your hands on a female. But he kicked a white woman. I'm surprised he's not in jail.
Lady called
or
him
dead.
A nigga.
That nigga wanted.
I ain't gonna hold you. If any, I'm this is Johnny Benson saying this in a podcast. If any white person calls you the N word, jigaboo, watermelon man, anything that is racial. You have all rights to whoop that ass, no matter what gender it is, in my opinion.
I'm not going to condone that.
I'm not condoning none of that.
If a white bitch call me a nigga, bro, and she in my face doing that shit, yo, she I'm giving her the meanest right hook in the world.
I don't think you're doing it.
Okay.
But I also don't want, but I'm going to tell you this, though. I'm going to tell
clean
you this.
Bro, this is the same nigga who said
she
we too
lost
old
her
to
damn
be fighting. Because
my thing
to
is, if
you
went
to
the point.
He going
to
punch her in
if
somebody
you went
that
to the point of calling me an N-word, I'm talking about everybody. It is clean go. It's on go. It's on sight. It is on sight, my nigga. I'm sorry.
But you know, and
I'm
not,
reaching from the depths
listen, this
of
is,
ancestry.
This is the thing, though. I know you. So I know that there is no point in me trying to
argue it.
Change that.
There's no point. There's no point.
Like, yo, listen.
If a white girl call y'all a nigga right now and really say that bitch with some like some oomph to that motherfucker. She better not
no,
be
so,
within
so
boxing
speaking
range.
Of that, right? Speaking of that, right?
I'm
so
on
not,
her ass.
Not that directly. But so I'm all transparency. This past weekend. Well, we're still in the weekend. But
wow, best trans most right. transparent podcast yeah, in the world.
For sure. So I'm in Conneaut, Ohio. I'll name drop. I'm in Conneaut, Ohio, where yeah. I am at probably every other week.
I don't know where the fuck that is.
It's going out towards like if you have you pass Mentor.
Shouts out to the Conneaut listeners. Shouts out to the Mentor.
On the way to PA.
Yeah, okay.
On the way to PA. Line.
Shouts out to the PA listeners.
Right, shout out to PA listeners. So I'm in Circle K, where I always go. Grab me a little Gatorade before I train the little youngest.
Where anybody would go.
Circle K, right there off the highway. And I'm in line, and I hear this man say he need to go back to where the fuck he came from.
Talking about you.
Talking about me. So I turn around.
Why talking about, how you talking about you, though? Just saying it, just randomly? I'm confused. You just said
I nigga, I was confused too. You're asking the same questions I want to know. Okay. So I turned around and he's looking dead in my soul, right at me.
Had a gang of niggas with him?
Kind
of. Oh, it's about three of them. And I was by myself.
Get a CCW, Don, and shoot that nigga. Like, no bullshit, bro.
But dead ass though, like that shit's fried. So my question to y'all is y'all ever had, since we talking about blatant in your face shit, y'all ever had, I mean, in your face, like, nigga, fuck you.
Yes.
Go back where the fuck you came from. You ain't shit.
So listen though. So now I'm about to sound like I'm contradicting myself.
Damn, get spicy.
So okay.
Get spicy.
So I was younger though, right? And I'm at my boy crib.
I like the disclaimer first.
I'm at my boy crib, right? And my boy's white. Okay. And so he lives in Eastlake, white neighborhood. So I'm vibing. We vibing. We chilling.
Well, Eastlake like mixed.
Okay, well, from
no,
back in the day.
Back in the day. Yeah, back in the day.
This is younger Dev. So okay. So I'm at my boy crib. I'm vibing, and he got another homeboy on over there. And so homeboy, like, he get to, like, singing that shit or rapping that shit. And I'm like, hey, fam, relax. He like, nah, fuck you. And I'm like, okay, bitch. So I run down on nigga. So I did run down on homie, and I start beating the shit out of this dude. And so then my boy like, damn, what the fuck, bro? You can't beat niggas up in my parents' basement. In that moment, yes, I'm like, the only response is to run down on this bitch right now because they think I'm a game. Because they think I'm a game.
What can I do?
So I'm going to show you that I'm not. The only difference is this. Now, the reason why I'm not going to run down, I'll run down on a nigga.
But let's say it. He didn't say it. He didn't call you the N-word. He said it in the song.
But then he told me that he wasn't chilling. I don't give a fuck.
He lit.
Yeah, so you got to see what I'm saying. Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying that I am.
How you can.
Understand this. I'm not saying that I'm going to let somebody just walk around here saying nigga, nigga, nigga. I'm just saying that for me to run down on you for saying it, if I tell you, hey, relax, and you tell me, nigga, I'm running down. In that situation,
well, first off, if you tell a nigga, hold on, if you tell a nigga to relax and he look at you and just say the word that you told him to relax on, you have to.
Yeah,
because he just tried your gangster.
You know what? I fucked up. I gotta expand what I said earlier because motherfuckers is stupid or no satire or anything like that. Because
you know niggas be like, oh, sound Johnny bites. Said, yeah.
My bad. Yeah. What I'm saying is this, like, if it gets to a certain point, bro, like, if a motherfucker, if anybody white is calling me the N-word with intent to disrespect me, and they say it multiple times, bro, I'm throwing a fist. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I'll apologize later on. I'll take the charge, but it's not happening, B. I'm just not happening with me.
Yeah, anytime it's if it's openly, that's what I'm saying too. Like, I'm not gonna run down on a nigga for not running down on a nigga for calling them. Like, because some niggas might be like, bro, listen, I'm not fazed by that shit because that's little shit to me. And so I'm gonna respect whatever I respect whoever feel that way. But I'm saying that for me personally, if they saying it and they need to be checked, because you know the ones that need to be checked and the ones that don't need to be checked. Well, not that they don't need to be checked, but the ones that's trying to be disrespectful.
The ones that need a conversation,
yeah,
and the ones that need an ass whooping.
Yeah.
No
bullshit. Yeah, you know the difference. Niggas.
This
and I'm not
gonna
hold
ignorant.
You. That line gets blurred at times because it's 2020. So why do you really even need a conversation? Because I also don't live in a space where I don't live in this space. In 2020, I do not live in a space where I let niggas believe ignorance is bliss. If you still live in that space where you refuse, you just like, nah, I'd rather remain ignorant, or nah, I'm still ignorant. I don't have respect for you. Because
what do you mean by that? Talk to me.
So this is what I'm talking about. Niggas be like, Dev, if you have to explain to a white person why they can't say nigga in a rap song, I don't think that they're wrong. They just may have never been in a situation where somebody had to explain to them why they can't say it.
Okay.
I live in this space to where, nah, because it's 2020. Everybody has Facebook. Everybody has Twitter. Everybody have Instagram. And if you don't have a TV, somewhere you've been has a TV. You know, like, as a white individual, one of the first things you taught is not to say nigga or to say nigga.
Nah, Deb, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I can't even joke that because, bro, like, there's literally niggas that think ignorant like that, bro. I'm keeping a beam.
But
with
that's
you.
What I'm saying. They're taught. You're either taught not to say it or you're taught to say it.
What I'm saying is like there's certain niggas that just don't know, bro.
Nah, hell,
it is niggas that don't know.
Nah,
now we might live in a city that is not like that, but if you go to buttfuck nowhere, Ohio, my nigga. They
only reason why I'm
agree
with that too is like for like an example, and I mean just another modern day example. Like, there were states that only had like one case of the virus. Like, there were states that literally only had one case of the coronavirus. So if you only got one case of the coronavirus, I'm not saying you, but your population is probably very low. Ain't too many people there. Y'all not interacting with each other like that.
I'm gonna give you like this, bro. Example two. So When you think of DC, right? Going back to DC real quick.
Okay.
You think of DC, right? From just a general aspect, you think it's a political, like Trump, political niggas, West Wing, Madam Secretary, all them shows, right?
Yeah.
You think that. It's a white city. It's very like political.
Yeah.
Bro, that's the ignorance of it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That's what you think, because just what it is.
Right.
When you really understand DC is a black city that's gentrified as fuck, it's a black city. Their population at one point was more African Americans than whites. So what I'm saying is this: you can be into certain things. It don't matter if 2020. It don't matter, bro. Like, some niggas have a different type of knowledge when they're not in the certain space to be like that. Some people, like the one girl, she told me like how the Confederate flag vibes is, nigga. Like in her city, that shit cool over there. And I feel you. We won't have a conversation once, but not again. You feel me? I'm going to tell you that shit don't fly here.
But what I'm saying is, it's still in a way that, to me, that's different, though. Because you talking about somebody claiming something as a part of that area or that culture.
Right.
You calling a black person a nigga or saying nigga to a black person is not
in a way of disrespect, or a nigga just in a song, or just period.
And period. Bro, it's not a part of the... Hold on. Okay. Now, listen. Now, I'll tell you what. If you have some black people that let you slide with that shit,
yes,
maybe. But what I'll tell you is this. Even then, I don't have any... The reason why I'm not giving niggas excuses when they come around me to, oh, well, you know, they didn't know, is because niggas don't get those same excuses.
Oh, no, boy. No. I'm not saying that you should give them the pass.
Right.
I'm just letting you know, like, that's the reason why they did it. Like, I'm going to stick you ass whooping off top, no matter if you knew or didn't know. I'm
going to teach you after.
Like, you feel me? Like, you know your mom gave you ass whooping, even if you did, you really didn't know what the fuck you was doing?
Listen,
because I'm going to teach you that shit ain't going to happen again.
But you just can't keep doing this.
See, my thing is the ass whooping is going to be different. It's going to be the...
Hold on, nigga. You got PTSD over there, nigga. You all right?
No bullshit.
You're
it's going to be the ass whooping to tell you to remind you. This shit ain't
even think to do
don't
that
do
shit
this
again.
Shit again. This ain't sweet over here. Then this ass whooping to tell you, you fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be your one fuck up, and you don't learn a lesson today to never do that shit again.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm not letting niggas slide. But then also I don't have a lot of white people in my circle. So I don't have to let people slide. I don't find myself in a position to have to let niggas slide or have to let white people slide with saying nigga in any of their sentences. The ones that's in my circle, they know where we stand with that. I don't know if they say it in their owns, because I also don't trust for anybody to not say that shit in their own, because you know white people love whatever black people do. If it's cool, if we do it and it's cool, they gonna do that shit. It don't matter what it is. If we start standing on our fucking heads in 2 weeks, they'll be standing on their fucking heads on TikTok. So that's where I'm at with that. But so when you think about the situation that's going on at Kent State,
shit crazy.
So from what I know on this situation is that there's this, it's a rock. A lot of campuses have like a rock,
fraternity
the rock. Yeah, the fraternity rock that they paint whatever the fuck is on that shit. Notre Dame had a rock.
We had a rock.
Do you know what the details of this situation was?
Just from my Kent connects, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's all serious, you know, like, they put, like, you know, the Black Lives Matter stuff on there, and I believe they just put the White Lives Matter, then someone painted back over it, and they said racism has no home here, and they said white folks have no home. Like, just basically blatant racial things. Not even some shit that's, like, a nigga say, like, not even some shit that's, like, it's racist, but like somewhat, like we can, niggas can argue it, like all lives matters. Niggas be coming up with bullshit arguments for that.
That's a fact.
And we know for a fact it ain't.
That's a fact.
It ain't as racist, but nigga, you low key like maneuver your shit way with that. Blue lives matter, niggas maneuver that shit low key.
Yeah.
But like when niggas say white lives matter and like saying like racist, like nah, y'all don't have a home here, like blatantly, like yo, we don't fuck with y'all niggas here. And they don't really know if it's someone at the school did it or someone that lives in the city of Kent did it. They don't really know like who did it all. There's no cameras.
So find me, when you take in consideration something like that happens, find me the room for ignorance though. Like find me the room for somebody who don't know.
No, there's no ignorance in that. That's hate. Ignorance to me is just like you just blatantly don't know what you're doing.
Have you met an individual in 2020 that's just ignorant though?
Yes, I have. What I'm saying is let me tell you two different statements that one is ignorant, one's not.
Yeah.
You telling me you as African Americans don't have a home here is blatant racism.
That's disrespect.
You feel me? Yeah. You saying all lives matter or blue lives matter is straight ignorance. Because from your perspective on your life, you might not fully understand when we say Black Lives Matter. Because if you think about it from a very basic root, not black, just a basic root thing, all lives do matter. Let's keep it a bean. From a basic standpoint, it makes the most sense logically.
Yeah.
If you don't know about race
Terry
like that,
Crews gonna be proud
it does.
For that one.
But when you start getting your black bag, you feel me?
You got it's the like, Terry nah, Crews cosign.
No, hell no, I don't. I leave. I don't want that. I'm sorry. You did good in some movies, but I'm cool. But when you get into that black bag, you start discovering like, all lives can't matter to my life matter, which is black.
Right.
That's
and
the
all lives, yeah, exactly.
That's
all
the bag I'm talking about. When you tell me white lives matter and you telling me
but
you
Johnny,
have no home here, that's hate.
I'm telling you that, but this is the thing though, Johnny. I am telling you that the same people that hear the term all lives matter have heard the term black lives matter and have seen information where somebody say why black lives matter. There's no way that you know to say all lives matter when you hear black lives matter if you have not heard somebody say black lives matter.
There's just difference in opinions then.
No, that's not. That's disrespect. If you tell somebody black lives matter and they say, but all lives matter.
I can take a disrespect. I agree with you, but I'm saying is I take a disrespect. But I can see how someone else doesn't understand, see how it's not disrespect.
Nah, you're not. Nah, fuck that. You're not saying all lives matter if you've never heard black lives matter.
But Dev, that's because we're black. We're black, so we understand that they're white. They will never understand what it means to be black,
which
bro.
Is also exactly though.
So my
I
thing
know
is,
that.
I can't be expect a white. I can never expect what it means.
It's
to,
not.
I don't feel the same way about internment camps with Japanese people back in World War II. The same nigga, same way they did.
Nah,
I don't feel
I'm
that
not
same
saying.
Way.
I'm not saying that you expect for them to feel the same way. But I'm saying is that when you know how to communicate when you're in rooms with white people, yes
right.
or no.
Sad. Yes.
Do they have to run down on you for you to know how to communicate in a room full of white people? Do they have to run down on you? How we just say we run no. down? Okay. I'm keeping
you.
That same energy.
I'm
no,
on
I
your
know
side.
That you are. I know
what I'm
that
saying
you are.
Is this. I cannot expect that because these white folks are ignorant to what
so,
they do.
So honestly, so then kinda,
because
kinda
the white man that knows
the word
what to
expect.
Do
so
is doing
do you think
it.
Our expectations for white people are too high?
No,
as an overall, you don't think they're too high?
No, at all. They're ignorant shit, and
no. I'm not saying the ignorant shit they say or they do. I'm talking about our legit expectations for white people.
No,
do you think they're too high?
No, this is the thing. Let me start with this one. I think yes, and I think that they are too high because society has put them at a high on a pedestal. And so now everybody expects them to have these awakening moments because no Hotep shit, when you look at the way history has structured itself in education, they always have had these awakening moments. Oh, we fucked over the pilgrims, but we peeped and we gave them a holiday. Like, that's how
you
their
about
mind.
The Native Americans, my nigga? The pilgrims were.
I mean, we fucked, yeah, but oh, okay. but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's how they. But that's how they think, though.
They knew. The listeners don't know what he meant.
No, yeah, they knew what I meant.
They don't sometimes, though.
Nah, but that's how
that's
they
that,
think.
That's that ignorant shit.
In their minds, they always snap back, which is why they come. That, which is why they, when they are part of protests and they like, no, listen, I support. Yes, they still don't. Understand what it's like to be black, but I think that we have them. I think that they have put themselves and we have put them in this position to have those life changing moments where they use their power to save everybody, or where they use their life changing moments to use their education and change the way that they think. I mean, think about it. Even when you watch movies, right? It'll be like, oh, the black person had this rough ass life. And they met the white person, and the white person just realized, oh my God, I've been sheltered my entire life, and this black person does matter. And then it'd be like, nigga. A nigga had to get killed for you to realize that shit? Bro. So what I'm saying is yes, if that is where we start with their understanding of shit, then that our expectation is too high. We are expecting them to carry themselves as they should, yes. But we have to... The same expectation that they have for
sometimes,
us, we gotta
sometimes.
Put them
I'm
in that.
I disagree sometimes. Because I feel like our expectation for them gets not so blurred, but like it kind of gets blurred with our quote unquote need for them.
Yeah.
So when we need them, our expectations go a little bit higher because they're like, okay, well, they're giving me, let's just say Johnny went to the store and this guy was like, all right, here go $500. And he every week he giving Johnny $500 like clockwork, $500. Yeah. So hit Johnny in his head, and this is just common sense for anybody. Johnny in his head, oh, this white person is great. He's giving me $500 every week, like for doing nothing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, when he shows his true colors, whether it's he stops the money, he gets John, the police called, or whatever it is, whatever, you know, now society has all these different things that white people have been doing to us and they're, you know, putting out in the news. Now we get to, well, shit. Did I really know that they were going to do that? Probably back in my mind. But he seemed like he was a good person because he gave me $500 a week.
Yeah.
Do y'all be having the, I would have never knew moments with y'all white friends?
Oh, no.
No, I ain't going to hold you. I stopped. And I hate to say it like this. It's like showing me fine for my job. But,
transparency.
I stop trusting white people when it come to friendships. Probably like elementary school, middle school. Mm. I've been stopped.
Why?
Because them people in the hikes was like, them niggas is like, it's fucking, like, them niggas is like, don't understand, bro. Like,
hey, shouts out to all my Caucasian like, real friends.
Real talk, like, real talk,
I mean,
bro.
I don't
like,
have any, but y'all know
white
who
folks
I'm talking
don't understand,
to.
Like, bro, like, how them niggas is ignorant. You know what I'm saying? To the shits and, like, how, like, you will be say some shit, bro, and they're like, low-key, throw that shit back like it's not that serious. But then you don't understand, like, you was not tripping until you got to college or you got to adult lifestyle, and you like, yo, like, I'm not tripping, bro. Like, them niggas is wildin'. So, I don't, like, any. I'm cool. Don't get twisted. I'm cool, white folks. I fuck with them. You know what I mean? Not so fuck with them, but they cool. Like, some people are cool. But, like, bro, if you say some wild shit to me, bro, like, let's put this. If a nigga that got then robbed motherfuckers, he didn't killed the nigga, he didn't got Denny theft, all that shit, right?
Yeah.
You my mans, though. You never done to me. I ain't gonna be mad at a nigga if I would come in my crib and my TV missing. Oh, nigga talking about I got 4 transactions on StockX and I ain't do nothing.
Fucking
I ain't mad at my nigga. I'm not mad at buddy. I'm mad at the situation, but I ain't surprised.
Yeah.
Cause the nigga, they known for doing that.
I patted a nigga down as he left my house one time.
Oh, he ain't coming to my house then.
Yeah, like,
what?
You talking about trust.
Either before or after.
I feel like Patrick, you be coming to my crib. What are you talking about? But I'm just keeping the beans so that when it comes to them. Like, I don't know, bro.
You don't trust them at all, or is just certain
ones
you don't
expect,
trust?
I look like this. From my experiences in life, I expect every white person to be ignorant and racist until proven otherwise.
Death.
I'm sorry, it has to be that way.
I got a couple white friends. Like, I got white people that I'm close to.
White friends too.
Yeah, I got white people that I'm close to that I love. And shouts, and I'm not even gonna be shouts out to them because they do, they know the respect, they hold it down, with and not just with me personally, but with everybody they interact with. So shouts out to them. You had said when you ended, what was it? You were saying that, what was the last thing that you said? Because I wanted to talk about that when my piece.
Said, to put their in the races of ignorance.
Oh, do I expect them to be ignorant until proven innocent? Unfortunately. Because of my experiences as well, I'm gonna have to say yeah.
No bullshit.
Because like, dude, I've it just be like the shit that they be saying, it be like, what? But I don't have the patience to leave the room to let it. And not that you said you let it slide, but I don't have the patience to just be like,
it was him.
Okay.
Jacob
said it.
Jacob don't like blacks.
Yeah. Like I'm like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Susan said
would I say
that
to you?
Susan said she'll never marry a black man.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yo. Because I've heard some shit, man. What about you, Don? Would you?
So my expectations for white folk is very low. Like I don't have expectations for them. Like I don't. But I'm a firm believer that we can get along without them. Personally, in terms of, we'll say, a business sense and all of that. Because a lot of people kind of tie the race thing into business. Oh, they run this. They do run a lot. Let me not lie. They do run a lot. But it's not, we could run our own stuff too. So I'm not saying we need them per se. But like, I got a white homie. And that's my homie. That's my dude.
One.
That's my guy. No, literally, that's my guy. And I mean, of course, I got a couple associates. But like that's my dude. Like. And it's never, there's never, like, he called me when George Floyd got shot. He called me like, yo, you good?
Yeah.
You straight? And I'm not saying he had to do that because, once again, I didn't, I didn't expect to do that.
Yeah.
I did it. I didn't expect him to do that. But yeah. I for sure was like, I appreciated it though. I was like, okay, you know, he sees what's going on.
Hey, that's real though.
He sees what's going on. He acknowledges.
And I didn't know how to feel about that too. Because I didn't know if I wanted them to call me.
I didn't necessarily say I wanted them to, because I really didn't care. Because I also felt like, what are you, like, this has happened before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't the first time. This isn't an isolated incident.
But your friendship might have been. He might have been like, nah, this done last fucking straw with white people. Let me reach out.
It might have been. So he reached out, yeah. And I appreciate that. And I actually had a couple of people reach out to me who I didn't think would reach out. But it's like, you know, we allow ourselves to be open, of course, as open as we can be. But when we're talking about, you know, another race that's been constantly and historically, you know, doing us wrong and doing us dirty.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, I appreciate those who really aren't like that and are really down with the movement.
Yeah. That's a fact. What else happened? Is there more shit that happened this week?
Like, I was going back to the Ken shit real quick.
Let's go back to it.
But like, and it's just me. You feel me? I don't know, bro. Like, it's hard sometimes as an African-American student, a young African-American, bro. This is just COVID shit. Bro, like, they doing stuff. Now they march now and shit like that. They doing stuff. But I feel like the niggas that, like, should be, how can I put it? The niggas that should be in the forefront aren't not in the forefront no more. You know what I'm saying? And that's, like, really, like.
You're saying, like, the influencers and stuff are supposed to be in the forefront?
These niggas ain't moving. These niggas ain't moving. Black Greeks ain't moving. A lot of these cool cats, you feel me? They got, like, that were influence, like the niggas that's so cool, you feel me?
Yeah.
Not making it cool to rise up. Like they following, not leading.
Hey, hold on. Listen, if you not creating purposeful content, and that go for everybody, like not even just the big influencers, man, but even the niggas that have,
but it's
like,
not even content. You gotta create, but it's like, I hate a motherfucker that don't stand for shit.
I feel what you're saying, and personally to me, I think, and I'm a firm believer of this, I think it's the scared factor.
And what you, and scare factor of what?
And the scare factor in that it's something that, if we're going to be real, isn't fully, like, people don't fully understand the realness or the necessity of rising up. Okay, this is what we need to do. We need to organize, all of that. To me, especially with the George Floyd, a lot of people were doing it to be cool. But then when all that dies down, the media on it dies down, where are you standing? And you're not standing nowhere. You not really there.
Yeah, niggas want to see the paperwork. Like, real, niggas want to see what you're doing.
No bullshit, bro. Like, and this is me even going to the march and seeing the vibes. And this is my PSA, too.
Get it started.
I'm sick of you motherfuckers that are post-story niggas. I'm so tired of y'all niggas. I'm really tired of y'all niggas. Stop posting shit. Do some shit. What the fuck do you stand for, my nigga? No, real talk. Like, what do niggas stand for, B? Because, like, if you don't stand for shit, you ain't shit in my eyes. I didn't go to fucking D.C. to fucking eat mumbo sauce all fucking day. I went there to, yo, to stand for some shit I believe in, nigga. Because I wouldn't want that bitch alone. I made sure my Neos went, because I'd be damn if my chapter ain't going to fucking go. But I'm not trying to get my Greek back, though. What I'm saying is that I'm not trying to get my Greek back. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, y'all niggas, they be posting shit. Posty, 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 wooty, woot. You feel me? Is y'all niggas with, like, can y'all niggas take off work to go march some shit for 1 week? Can y'all go and go out and donate money for some shit? Or, yo, if you ain't able to march, my nigga, can you give some money out to give out waters and shit for niggas as hot as fuck outside marching for your rights too? Stop being posting type niggas. They think that post shit is enough. That shit ain't fucking enough. Cause only your followers, if you got 500 followers, now niggas don't give, you niggas ain't seeing your fucking stories, my nigga. No one cares. Get the fuck out there in March. Get the fuck out there and do some shit. Speak the fuck up. Talk to your coworkers about that shit. Don't be like, no, fuck that. Nigga, when the shit popped over Jacob Blake, I'm wearing black shirts in the meeting, my nigga. No bullshit. My team means I'm wearing them bitches. I'm wearing the alpha gear. I'm not playing with niggas right now, bro. Say some shit. I'm not playing with niggas. Stand up for some fucking up for some shit, bro. I'm really tired of these niggas just be using their Twitter and their fucking Instagram for that bullshit. They want to post some shit and bounce. Man, fuck out of here, bro. That shit affect you. You might not think that shit do, or you might not give a fuck, my nigga, but you want to talk about how niggas fuck you over and shit like that, how you want to date and shit, nigga. No, date the fucking justice system, my nigga, and find what the fuck is going on in your world. Cause when your kid or you, when you a woman and there's some bullshit come on you and you end up about to die in the fucking hospital, cause man, immortality rates is high as fuck for black women and shit, but your ass don't want to know the fucking vibes and shit of that shit. Shut the fuck up. When you a black man, you get shot in the back too, cause your ass didn't understand that shit too. You thought that shit wasn't gonna happen to your ass. I'm talking to niggas as rich as fuck too. You Forex funded niggas or niggas that got fucking jobs, six figure jobs. I'm talking to y'all niggas too, not hood niggas. They get pulled over in their fucking Mercedes Benz as a white ass cop didn't even think you could own some shit like that. And running your license 4 or 5 times to make sure ain't a fucking error in the system. Talk. Stand up for some fucking shit, nigga.
And that's on baby.
Done, man.
Turn
my mic off, man.
Yo, listen. Yo, hey, I got a don't be a dummy moment, man. Listen, here's the don't be a dummy for the week. The one thing that I need all my people to do, whether you black, whether you white, whatever the fuck you are. Learn how to read a fucking room, okay? I think that the three of us read the room damn well, but somebody who does not read the room or didn't read the room, and typically, I don't really expect this person to read the room, but they are one of my favorite creatives, man. But my don't be a dummy this week is Joe Budden, man. Yo, all right, so listen, I love Joe. I love the podcast, man, but Joe Budden, he had a moment, man. So they leaked some footage and audio of him saying that if you have ever owned a dog or own a dog, everybody jacks their dog off. Everybody plays with
wait,
their.
Wait a minute. No. Wait a fucking minute.
I have rubbed my. I rubbed
wait,
dog's
what
bellies.
Are you about?
No. I rubbed dog's bellies.
I was about to
no,
say.
No bullshit. That's what a dog like that shit is. They no. Nipples, my nigga. Like, yeah, you rub a dog's belly, I say nipples.
You're
like,
not teaching anybody anything
I'm not
with
jacking,
that.
I'm not rubbing penis, though.
No, that's a fact. That shit and weird. That's how. And that's what I'm saying. But read the fucking room, bro. Because I can't see myself in a situation where I would want to rub my dog's dick. And to be honest, somebody, you know who will rub their dog's dick? Somebody white.
How can that nigga say that shit? Y'all see they coming out with a show?
Nah, so this is the thing.
They just took a soundbite. That's what you always a soundbite.
This is the thing. This is the thing. If you've ever seen the Joe Budden podcast, though, you know that even the joking shit be said in serious manners.
That nigga wilding, right? You know what? That's a smear campaign for this nigga. Yeah. Not, yo, Spotify right now is plotting against this nigga, bro.
Yo, because they dropped a lot of stuff on him, man. But yo, read the fucking room, creatives. Please, like, listen, man. You ain't got to be too intelligent. But goddamn, don't say nothing that you know gonna sound crazy. Don't stop looking for the yes and the agree. Nobody's gonna agree with you if you beat your dog off. Do that shit in private. Don't bring that shit to the pod. That's too much transparency.
This nigga said that's too much.
Too much transparency on the most transparent podcast.
Is there too
much? If one of y'all come on here and say, "Yo, son, I was with my dog and I got the I'd be like,
you know what? It's never. There's no such thing as too much transparency, but
time and place.
But you gotta like you said,
read the fucking room, dummy.
I don't know if it's entirely reading the room. It's just that some shit just don't gotta be said.
Listen, if you can't read the room,
you don't understand. Like, you don't understand who the fuck you saying it to.
No, cause like I feel like not even on the topic.
I'm here for it.
But it's like there's certain things that you honestly just shouldn't say.
Like what?
I beat my dog off.
He can say what he wants to say.
No, he can say if you do it.
It's
no,
number one.
No, but here's the thing.
Podcast.
You can say anything you want. Like, best I said, anything you want to say in terms of, okay, like if dude say, I beat my dog off. Cool, you beat your dog off. Do your thing. That's what you do. But I'm saying in this respect that now Joe Budden says, y'all niggas weird as fuck for beating y'all niggas dogs off. Like, that's he don't got to say that. Yeah. He doesn't have to say that. Just
I don't know
like,
what Joey was thinking on that one.
Don't know what Joey was thinking on that one. Just like, I mean, and we always go back. We had talked about Kanye and shit, talk about what he said about slavery being a choice and all of that. Right. That doesn't have to be said.
If he wants to, he can, though.
I understand. This is a freedom of speech. No. Why? There's things you shouldn't say.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
And why? I mean, I don't know what you mean.
No, this
why?
Is
like,
this is why.
But hold on, Dad. Why can he not say that? Like, why should he not say that?
That shit is sick.
I'm not saying we agree or disagree. But why can he not say what he wants to say?
That shit resonated with
it's,
you when he said
it's
that.
The,
I'm just keeping it
right.
I gotta challenge his point.
Challenge me. There's, like we said, it's a time and place for everything. Reading the room. But like there's, so you're gonna say everything that comes to your mind just cause? No matter what it is, no matter how wild quote unquote it is, you're gonna say whatever comes to mind.
Some niggas, yes.
So if you said Dev can suck a dick, you gonna you, if this is right, don't matter where we at, you can just say Dev suck a dick. You can say
because
it
because I determine that, but that's because that's for me. But what I'm saying is this though, that's not that we that's not what Johnny feels. I'm asking you, why can he not have said that? I didn't ask what. What Johnny would do. I'm asking, what, why?
No, can I wasn't, I, and I wasn't explaining what Johnny would do. But I'm why, saying why would overall he not? That it's distasteful and where he was saying it and the platform he was saying it on. I don't care if it's his platform. It is. It's distasteful. Because you have to also take a look at who your target audience is and who you're listening to and who your damn sponsor is.
But wait, hold on.
Hold this on. Is... Spotify is run by who?
Well, I don't know who it's run by, but Joe Budden's podcast is run by Spotify.
It's ran by Spotify. And Spotify is run by who? I'm pretty sure somebody Caucasian. I don't think it's run by somebody.
Oh, no, he said the fuck you don't say because he done. He, like, he's done.
Right. No, I'm saying regardless.
Oh,
because
you're saying white people care a lot about dogs.
They care. Not just about dogs, just in general. There's a lot of things you can't say because you'll lose sponsorships. Yeah. Like, okay, Nick Cannon said what he wanted to say on his podcast. Great. Would they up and do to Nick Cannon? No. Hold on. What they up and do? They got him up through, and then who had to come hit him up?
P. Diddy. And his pie.
Now all of a sudden, they talking about, oh, Nick Cannon come back. It wasn't that bad, and oh, we losing a lot of black money, and da 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 da.
I'm gonna dispute your point because with the whole Joe Budden Spotify thing, because they signed him because of what he says. Like, he's been saying this shit before he got signed on Spotify. Number two, he said it months ago. This ain't a new clip. It's an old clip when he was on Spotify. So it right, like so white shit, so white folks always get mad when the shit gets brought to attention. Like a white not white folks, but people get mad. Like so yo, if I say yo
I got like hella examples of things that you've actually said.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't give a fuck.
I'm sure.
But yeah. My thing is this, so if I say so hypothetically, right? We get 10 years on the line, we Spotify famous. You feel me?
Yeah.
We lit. We lit in this bitch. They come up a clip how I just said that if a white person, a white woman called me a nigga,
I'm running down on her shit.
Now, they wasn't mad at the shit when they knew the vibe of bad side, but they mad at shit when it comes to fire under their eyes. What I'm saying with time and place for shit, I can read a room and I can determine that because that's a personal thing. But what I'm saying is I'm never mad at somebody for saying what they said, but you just have to read the benefits of your consequences. I'm good. You can say anything you want to do, anything you want to say.
But that's my main point, though. That's my main point. Because, okay, for an example, I said Kanye. And Kanye ain't really too worried about, clearly ain't worried about what the fuck he say.
Right.
Whatever. Not saying Joe Budden should be. What I'm saying is you're speaking on a platform that's majority is white owned. White people listen to Spotify, all that shit. I don't know, black people too. But I'm saying like it's a white owned business. So as white people, we clearly see that they're very sensitive about a lot of shit. We see Mike Vick getting sent to jail for dog fighting. So then so you gonna go say something about a dog, niggas jacking, white people jacking off their dogs. That's not the right, to me personally, that's not the right place. That's not the right time. That's not the right platform
I know for some you to say something like that.
But you know, I'm not going to say everything out necessarily, not all the time, necessarily, everything on this podcast that I'm going to then say to y'all in private.
That's facts. Well, but you know what conversation you about to get into, and we're not going to get into it today?
What's up?
You get into the conversation of like, as African Americans, because you're saying white and black. That's what I'm hearing a lot right now.
We're talking about white
and black. No, we are, but I'm here.
Yeah, we're here.
How we have to censor ourselves because of who we are as our skin color in certain rooms. So we have to say, we can't, like, you saying it wasn't the right place at the right time. It's not really right place at the right time because it's like a weird ass comment. It's right place at the right time because we fear that we were going to lose opportunities with companies and people that are owned by a group of people that we have to say, we have to censor ourselves. I can't be Johnny Benson at my job. You can't be Donald Jones at your job. And Dev can't be, Dev low-key is Dev at his own job. But yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like, we working, when you're in court. No bullshit.
No bullshit. Same space on job, he good.
So now we're getting into conversations. It's like, how far can me, like, just we push what the fuck we say? Don might not be able to, not saying you personally, you will, but I'm saying your name. You might not be able to push the envelope. You might just stay in your fucking corporate bag and be like, yo, I'm not saying that because it's not professional. I hate the word professional because what professional means to me is what I'm not allowed to say and how I'm allowed to dress in front of white people in corporate America. Professionalism got nothing to do with that. So I don't really like professional black people for real. Now I don't like them per se, but I don't like the vibe sometimes. I hate it. But you might have pushed the envelope, which maybe Dev is more able to push the envelope and doesn't give. It's not he, you, because you said right place, right time. But who sets the right place and right time, because every standard is set by someone. Standard ain't set by just fucking poof and magic.
This is the thing, though. I think that y'all looking at it from this perspective of the company that owns. Like, I don't think if... I don't know
you
if this
actually... shit just weird because the nigga's jacking off dogs.
No, not just that. Yes, it... Also, that, yes. But also... When I look at this, and when I think about that argument is not for the company that owns that content. A lot of companies know, like Johnny, like you said, they know Joe Budden gonna say some spicy shit. You gotta watch what you say for the people that do not listen to you or do not know you, because those are the people that's gonna grab the sound bites. Those are the people that's gonna dig up the shit. Those are the people that's going to hear what you say and make that shit either bigger than what it was initially or take it all out of context.
That's why when you say shit, man, you better stand on what you say. You should never speak something out your mouth that you can't, that you feel like doesn't go past your character. Keep it a bean.
So, Don, do we have a black business?
Out of all that.
Yeah, out of all right, of that, after, do we have a...
After all of that...
And then we got to get some shit off for like 5 minutes. You
know,
folks don't
be trying to get their money. But you already know, I'm always trying to get mine. Y'all go ahead and like, subscribe, and vibe to DC Athletics.
Yeah, sure.
IG DC Athletics underscore 216. Y'all know the vibes. Come get y'all work in. I know we in a pandemic. I know everybody want to stay inside, do online learning, watch some TV. I know Moesha. I know the game, man, all yo, that on Hulu and Netflix.
Yo, my girl watching that shit like Game of Thrones right now. I'm like, yo, how long is you going to watch this shit
for? Girlfriends
like,
apparently getting ready to pop up on
it. Just dropped.
It just dropped? Okay, so girlfriends on there. Y'all, man, y'all go ahead and get out, man. That's my bag. Get out and do what y'all do.
And then also, yo, so listen, I'm going to take like maybe 1 minute and 30 seconds to say this. We just finished up. We recording this shit on the same day that we just finished the big fucking project, man. And so if y'all know our vibes, y'all know we big on collaboration, bro. Like, I think everything that we've ever done, we've always tried to use this platform to connect you all with other people, connect other people with y'all, and to connect people amongst themselves. You already know we do this shit from Cleveland, so it's only right that we put a lot of Cleveland connects together. I know we got some listeners from all over the place. We just wrapped up this big-ass project that we did called Listen to Black Women. What we are doing is using our platform to start a campaign for all black women in different forms of media. So whether it's content creation on Instagram or YouTube, whether you're a radio personality or entertainer of some sort, we want to figure out what's the best way for us to use our platform. Not really figure out, but we want to find out what's the best way we can support y'all with our platform. We just had like, I think 7 or 8 dope-ass queens come through and create some content that we're going to share with y'all shortly. I'm not going to put a date on it, but we got some shit coming. Also, I've been waiting to announce this shit. I've been waiting to announce this shit. The Outrighteous website is ready, okay? So listen, if you just go to www.outrighteous.com, you'll see the website. We got all of the content that we've ever made accessible on that shit. We also got some merch that we dropping on that shit. By the time that y'all hear this, y'all will be able to access that. And that's really the best way that we can connect with y'all. So hit us, whether it's commenting with us, whether it's emailing us, all of that shit is through the website. Hit us on the website. Hit us in social media. That's why you're going to get in touch with y'all. Do y'all have any shout-outs or anything y'all want
to
get off?
Shout-out to the broke niggas.
Hey, Johnny, never forget them niggas.
Never
man.
Forget them niggas.
I can't forget them niggas. Them niggas make me richer. You feel me?
Them his favorite niggas.
Broke niggas made him richer. Like, look, how did they make you richer and they make themselves?
That nigga, you know, come on, that nigga Johnny came out with the exclusive. That nigga got the iPhone 20.
I know that nigga. Bullshit.
That nigga got like the 12 Apple cameras cosign. On it.
You see the Supreme, you see the Supreme hat on my head. You
come
feel
on
me?
Now.
Come on, let me talk to him, man. Listen.
Talk to him. Talk your shit, King.
You got a shot. You got a shot. Come on.
What material is that, man? What's up, man?
Some slight. Some nigga these broke niggas don't know about. You got a shot the broke niggas.
Yeah.
Because without a broke nigga, ain't ever going to be a rich nigga. You feel me? And I'd be damn sure if I ain't one.
Yo, that's funny as fuck, man.
Cole said, I hate rich niggas, goddammit. I ain't never had a lot, damn it.
You feel me? But I got to shout y'all niggas out because y'all motivate me to be greater.
That's a fact. Shouts out to the niggas with
you. You can't have a king without peasants.
Hey, niggas get a real mic and don't know how to
shouts out to the niggas who use USB mics. I'm not saying y'all the broke niggas. I'm just saying that y'all remind me
of. But you ain't wealthy, bitch.
Yo, Don, do you have any shout outs, man, before we get the fuck out of here?
Y'all already know, man. Shouts out to Black Love and shit, man. Shouts out to the misses and shit. My one PSA is, man, y'all know y'all got to get out there and go vote, man. Y'all make sure y'all go vote. This will drop on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So this is before Y'all need to really go prepare and go vote. Y'all make sure y'all registered to vote. Funny thing was, not to say funny, real thing, IG, you can register on IG. I got a notification. You can register to vote on IG.
Niggas are making it super accessible.
It's easy for you. Yeah. It's not hard. Go register to vote. If y'all want to see change, it starts with voting, honestly.
That's a fact. You was about to say something?
Hey, listen, man, I got some shout outs. Shouts out to all the ladies and teeth that came through for the Listen to Black Women event that we had today. I don't really would have called it an event, but opportunity that we had for other creatives. Shouts out to everybody that's been supporting us. Noelle's birthday is either tomorrow or sometime soon, because I seen her on the Instagram. So I don't know if we're too early, but shouts out to Noelle. Happy birthday. Shouts out to anybody that got a birthday coming up.
We fuck with y'all. Hey, man, y'all already know, man.
Oh, yeah, Don's birthday coming up. Old ass nigga.
Old as fuck.
Oh, yeah, man. That's her birthday today.
Is it today?
It's today, bro.
Right, we recording on your birthday. Shout out, man. Shout out. Special episode for you.
She a fan of podcasts, ain't she?
Yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah, big
fan. My nigga. She be, I wonder if she and Don, because I dog the Forks niggas, though.
Hey, well, you know what?
She's a
hey, but this is the thing, though, on this podcast.
But she wanted exceptions.
We've dogged a lot of, you sound white. We've dogged we've dogged a lot of our friends on this podcast, man. So shouts out to everybody that we ever fucking dogged, right, man.
Shouts out to y'all niggas.
Make sure
y'all already know, man, I turned 30. Hell no, I don't cap. Turn 30. Big
you turn fucking 45 next week.
God damn.
Bitch turned 77.
Yeah. Got my AARP card already, nigga.
Buckeye card, no bullshit.
Oh, yo. Damn.
So shouts out, Don, what season is y'all? What is this, Virgo?
Yeah.
Are you a Virgo?
Yeah. So.
What they say about y'all? Oh, they be talking mad. Yeah, I was going to say
they talking mad shit.
Shouts out to the Virgos, man. Let me cue this motherfucking
chill mix.
This
chill mix.
Play that rich nigga shit for that No.
I turned it up, I'm going to turn it down real quick.
Nah, man, listen. You know what? We got Johnny on the boards today, man. So shouts out to that boy, man. We about to get the fuck out of here, man. We appreciate y'all for listening as always. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You be tripping on the time we don't spend. I pull up and gotta slide once again. You signed up, said you lied to the end, yeah. But you don't wanna be, yeah, no. If it's something on your mind, let me in, hey, no. I be hoping that the vibe never end. I just hope you know that I understand that you don't wanna be, no. I been on a late night, making sure your plate right. You be paranoid hearing sirens again. I been trying to make time, I been moving statewide. Hope I'm on the safe side, flying in the wind. Hey, you know I double back, right after running laps. I thought you wanted a hustle, a girl that come with that. I need that duck off, therefore I need that humble pack. And I'm trying to put you on to something you ain't never had. You be tripping on the time we don't spend. I pull up and gotta slide once again. You signed up, said you ride to the end, yeah. But you don't wanna be, yeah, no. If it's something on your mind, let me in, hey, no. I be hoping that the vibe never end. I just hope you know that I understand that you don't wanna be, no. 'Cause lately I've been stingy with you.